Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tommy and Sean get into it. And I have to very politely say, hey, time out, guys. We should make this a Lugash debate series.
Right. Don't waste it.
Don't waste it. We need Tiki. So I called a timeout yesterday right around this time and said, stop the debate. We will have an official Lugash debate series where they argue with rules at 4:30 tomorrow. So I'd like to tell you what happened.
Okay.
They were yelling at each other about Mike McCarthy. Tommy wants him to be the head coach. Mm. And Antonio Pierce.
He's making the rounds now, Mike McCarthy.
I saw him on McAfee, yeah.
Right. I saw him on McAfee last week, too.
Maybe he does a weekly. Lost Aaron Rodgers.
Why would he do a weekly? He's trying to get a job, not like say something stupid
that would prevent
him from getting a job, right?
Maybe keeping yourself out there would be the thing.
But I think we all know who he is.
That's true. Probably, I don't think it would make any impact on his job status, but he is out there.
Unless he says something stupid.
That is true. So they were arguing about that, and then we settled into the debate is Tommy wants Mike McCarthy, and Sean could get the field on who would be the better head coach for the New York Football Giants. And they both agreed to it. I did receive an email from one of our loyal listeners who listened to the preview of the debate and said, hey, guys, there needs to be a caveat.
Hold on. Time out. Before we even read the caveat, we need to get the debate right. Who has a better chance of making the playoffs with the Giants next year?
Well, hold on a second. Since you're rewriting history, I want to show everyone something, and then we'll get to enjoy
it. Okay.
You can download the Evan and Tiki podcast whenever you want. Mm. And what I choose to do when I download the Evan and Tiki podcast is they actually print out a transcript.
It's easier that way.
And so you can search for things. So I just did that on my tablet. So I'm going to take you back to yesterday's program, and you can hear the mini debate into us saying there's a Lugash debate series instead of Sean telling you what he thinks happened. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, so here we go. This is as they were screaming at each other. It's starting right now. Hold on.
I don't understand that. You said you would cry if they make the playoffs next year. Okay, who has a better shot of bringing the Giants to the playoffs next year? Mike McCarthy or Antonio Pierce? Don't you dare say Antonio Pierce because you're lying. No, you're a liar.
It could be Antonio Pierce.
No, that's ridiculous.
I don't know. Time out.
We're going to Lugash debate this.
Tomorrow, 4:30, right here on the fan. Tiki needs to be here.
I don't even like this because I don't even know if I believe it.
So you're already conceding the Lugash debate there?
What's the debate?
Who would give you a better chance to make the playoffs next year, Mike McCarthy or Antonio Pierce? It's exactly what Tommy just asked you.
I don't think it's a slam dunk that it's Mike McCarthy. It's my take.
All right, I've canceled the Lugash debate series because Sean clearly is already tapping out. Tommy will fight you any moment, any day of the week. And Sean's like, I don't know.
Sean,
I'm not even sure the question.
I'll tell you right now. I'll take McCarthy. You take whoever you want. It doesn't have to be
McCarthy versus the field is his challenge.
Yeah, versus the field. And I will take Mike McCarthy,
Tommy.
Okay. I'll take Mike McCarthy. I'll give you the field.
Here's all I care about. Step this up. Is what everyone else cares about. Are you accepting his Lugash debate series tomorrow at 4:30 or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike McCarthy versus the field.
You got to remind me of 4:25. We're doing it, though.
30.
There you go. Mike McCarthy versus the field.
Sean, it's almost like you got bullied into this.
Yeah, but
it's almost like you didn't really want to. You don't have a real passion for whoever the field might contain. And you got bullied into a Lugash debate series. Only because sitting at the current standings, Sean 10, Lugie 9, Lugie has a real chance to equalize.
But either way, the debate itself was who has a better chance of making the playoffs with them.
I agree. No, we listened to it, and I think that clearly is the debate. Who has a better chance to lead the Giants to the playoffs next year? Mike McCarthy versus the field.
Yeah.
That was clarified. So I got an email from a loyal listener named Alex who said, hey, I heard the debate yesterday and the scheduled Lugash debate series today. I do have one request out of fairness to Tommy Lugauer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
If somehow Sean McVay becomes available, that doesn't count. McCarthy versus the field, who are not currently head coaches, should be the debate.
I disagree.
So, Sean, I'm asking Tiki.
How does Mike Tomlin fit into this?
Based on what Alex said,
he doesn't fit.
He would not count. It is the field of available head coaches.
Yeah. Again, I don't think Mike Tomlin is coming free. And if he does, I don't think he'd even coach next season. But if he comes free, how can you not include him in the conversation?
Thank you.
It's almost unfair. Because now you're basically saying, because who else is a veteran that's not Frank Reich? Like, who else is a veteran?
Right. And
Matt Nagy.
And in the technical sense, a bunch of these coordinators are employed right now, too. They're not even available yet. We can't even speak to them.
Right. And so you're basically saying first-time head coaches.
No, I think the spirit of their argument yesterday was Tommy wants Mike McCarthy.
I think Alex is being smart, but we have to disallow it.
We have to disallow it. Yeah. Okay, I'm just looking at the spirit of their debate yesterday was simply Tommy wants Mike McCarthy. Sean put McCarthy down and basically said, I don't want the guy.
Yeah, he said he was out on McCarthy. That's where this really all
started.
Yes,
and then you argued Antonio Pierce.
Exactly.
So I think that the crux of your disagreement is that Tommy believes in Mike McCarthy and you don't. It wasn't about Mike Tomlin or Sean McVay or any other dream candidate that probably doesn't become available.
Yeah, the crux of the argument was, I believe that there is going to be a wide field to be able to choose from that I will find multiple people that I would be more interested in than Mike McCarthy.
So here's what I'm going to rule, and you could disagree with me.
Go ahead.
I believe that Tommy has won the debate, and it's already over. Because Sean is giving up. He's pivoting the debate into something else.
No.
And so I strike
honestly,
that Tommy should tie the score right now.
I don't want to tie. I still want to give my side of the argument. I still think I beat him, no matter what.
So what's the argument? Mike McCarthy versus the entire field of candidates, guys who aren't candidates?
I'm going to make my realistic, strong argument for why Mike McCarthy should be the head coach of the Giants. He could pull whatever coach's name out of his rear end, Sean McVay, who's not going to be available.
Right.
You want to make that argument? You could embarrass yourself making that argument. It's embarrassing if you're going to use McVay as an option. Even Tomlin.
I'm not using McVay, but it would be foolish for Evan to thumb his nose at using Mike Tomlin when you're the one that's pounded the drum for a year.
No, you're the one that you think he's coming free.
It's your prediction.
No.
It's your prediction that makes him in the field, Evan.
Sean, my point, or at least your arguments together, were about of the known available candidates. I am predicting Mike Tomlin becomes available, and I stand by that, but it's the known available candidates.
What
if Tomlin becomes available? Yes, I think he will be, but it doesn't mean he should be in the field.
This is what's very frustrating sometimes about you, Evan.
About me? I'm not even in the debate.
That's exactly.
Why am I involved?
For you to say you know what I was thinking yesterday in the field is just wrong. Yes, I back down on the idea of I'd have to really think about Antonio Pierce first. But then you guys made it the field. The first thought I had was, Evan's been pounding the drum for Mike Tomlin. He's in the field.
Well, no, because you talked tough earlier about being out on Mike McCarthy, and you still haven't given a great reason for why you don't want him.
I actually gave a great reason.
No, you did not give a great reason.
Time out. I got the answer, Tiki. Screw this discussion. The debate series is about Mike McCarthy. Right. Yes or no? That's it. Yay or nay on Mike McCarthy? That's the debate. Because that's what the crux is of what you guys are passionate about. It's not about this guy or that guy. It's Tommy truly believes in him like I do. You don't. And so instead of getting...
And I'm kind of undecided.
And Tiki's undecided. There it is. Enough. Okay. Is the scoreboard out?
So tomorrow at 4:30 so I could prep for that argument.
No, it's right now. Right
that's
now.
That's not fair because I don't have my notes on this.
You don't need notes.
Speak from your heart. Enough of this. How many more times are you going to duck me? Why do we have to move the goalposts? You don't want McCarthy. I want McCarthy. I gave you the field of candidates, and you still tried to weasel your way out of that to get to Mike Tomlin.
And Tommy, the best part is, Tiki just said, I got to tell you, I'm on the fence about it.
Mm-hmm.
So
on him.
On
Mike
him.
McCarthy.
Okay.
So you guys having a debate about it, two great Giant fans, will help Tiki decide where he stands on Mike McCarthy. So I have one last request. Play the damn music. Because it's not officially a Lou Gehrig debate series. Pump it up! Each person will get 1 minute to make their point. After they're done, they will then get another minute to yell at each other and rip each other's heads off. When the debate is over, Tiki Barber and Evan Roberts will decide who won the debate. In the event of a tie, we will take a random caller on hold to break said tie.
The current arrow points to Tommy Lugauer.
Which means, Tommy, you get to decide if you'd like to start the debate or punt and allow Sean.
Oh, I'm starting this one. I want to go right out of the gate here.
All right, let me get my timer ready because it's 1 minute on the clock. I have it. Your 1 minute begins now.
Mike McCarthy has made the playoffs 12 times as a head coach. Mike McCarthy has 11.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Season with double-digit wins. Mike McCarthy has a winning percentage over 600 in the regular season. Mike McCarthy made the playoffs with the Cowboys in 21, 22, and 23. So you can't say he was past his prime. It was all Aaron Rodgers. So between 2021 and 2023, Mike McCarthy won 36 games with the Cowboys. That's three seasons, 36 wins. On the flip side, the Giants have won 42 games in the last 7 years. Since 2012, the Giants have made the playoffs twice. In that same span, Mike McCarthy has made the playoffs 8 times. He has 174 regular season wins and a Super Bowl. There's no other candidate that can touch his resume. The Giants are a losing franchise, a losing culture. They need a winner. winner. Mike McCarthy walks in that door tomorrow. The Giants win 10 games, and they're going to the playoffs.
And he left 7 seconds to spare. Very nice. Sean Morash, your minute to respond and tell us why Mike McCarthy should not be the head coach of the New York Giants begins now.
Mike McCarthy got promoted and elevated in Green Bay and proceeded to only make one Super Bowl, but he also had it ready-made and handed to him with quarterbacks. When he took over in Dallas, he took over a team that constantly made the playoffs. So Jason Garrett, who can't sniff a job afterwards, so, oh, how hard was it to make the playoffs in Dallas? He continued to do so. And when considering all the flaws that Mike McCarthy had, you have Abdul Carter being late to multiple meetings this year because you can't stop sleeping. Well, Mike McCarthy was the same guy on massage tables too long in Green Bay. Does that sound like a disciplinarian ready to wake up your best players? No, it does not. All the while, Matt Nagy, I mean, he won the most games in back-to-back years with the Chicago Bears. He's a head coach out there. How about all these guys with the McVay tree? Boy, O'Connell worked out, didn't he? How about everybody else that he's had? Chris Shula's there. Why don't you hire him? The bottom line is this. There's a million candidates to make the playoffs with the New York Giants. Simply getting lazy with a guy who took over two ready-made teams that were already playoff teams and isn't a disciplinarian when that's the one thing this team needs is a joke.
Mm. Oh, well, you hit the clock. All right, now you've got a minute.
Yeah. Let me just tell the Mr. Giant podcast here. This franchise for the last decade has been a disaster. They don't win games. That's why Brian Daboll got fired. Show me the guy out there that's a winner like Mike McCarthy. Don't give me ready-made team because guess what? I think we have the talent. I think were the Patriots ready to win last year? Did they not have the talent? Look what Mike Vrabel did to them. Look what Jim Harbaugh has done with the Chargers. Why can't Mike McCarthy, a guy here, read it yourself, with his resume, not turn this franchise around? I don't get the slander of this guy. He is the best candidate by a large margin here. You want to hire another hot coordinator to put this team further into the depths of hell, you do that. But I'm not. To me, McCarthy's the guy. This is where you say I'm like wiry and annoying. And
here's my last checkmate in the history of the NFL. There has been zero three-time head coaches that have made the playoffs with three different franchises. So why would I think Mike McCarthy could be the first? Well,
say that one more time. There hasn't been a head coach that's made the playoffs with three separate teams?
Correct.
No. Parcells. He made it with the Jets. He made it with the Patriots. He made it with the Giants. So your facts, your checkmate you.
I was just lying there because I wanted this thing.
All right. I'll checkmate you.
And I'll have you remember I prepped for a different argument.
Yeah.
No. You can't throw that in there.
Let's be fair, though. Mike McCarthy, as good as Tommy might think he is not Bill Parcells. It's almost insulting.
But Tiki.
To put him in that same conversation.
But is Mike McCarthy the Bill Parcells compared to a coordinator that we don't know that could be a great head coach?
I don't want a coordinator either because I don't trust that they're going to be the leader that they need to
right.
be. It's to me, it's not about scheme and who's the next hottest or whatever. It's about leadership. This team needs leadership. But the question that I think begs to be asked is this Giants team ready to win? Right? Are they good enough to win right now? And I would argue that they're not. There's not enough good players on this team right now. There are some really good players, but there are not enough good ones to just get a fix-it head coach and come in and win. I just think I don't believe this roster is good enough right now.
This is where you missed the boat, Sean. That would have been a great counter. Like, yeah, Mike McCarthy would be a great coach for a ready-made team. Mm. A veteran quarterback, which you don't have, or a team that, like, you didn't make those points. And I got to be honest with you. It was a fun debate.
Yeah.
I think Tommy kicked your ass for this very important reason. And I think I'm so passionate, I'm going to convince Tiki that we don't even need a tiebreaker.
That's fine.
No, we don't. Because Tommy won it.
Okay, good.
All right.
For you to make up a stat at the end. I mean, I know that politicians do that and they don't get fact-checked in real time.
Yes.
But for you to make up a stat, and Tommy, don't take this as an insult. Tommy isn't like the greatest sports fact checker of all time, but he instantly fact checked you.
Yeah. That's fine.
He didn't even miss a beat. You embarrassed yourself.
That's
like, quite frankly, you. And then to say, I just want this to end.
Sean, I'm gonna excuse you for that because you've seen it happen every day on TV for the last year.
That doesn't make it okay.
So, it sounds like it's okay by the people that. Powers that be in this country. So I know you think it's okay, but it's not.
Thank you. I'm just going to close with this. Evan made a point.
I made a point.
You did, Evan.
I wasn't even in this debate.
No. You're very big on facts matter.
Go.
You made a point of saying, okay, that's it. We're waiting 24. You have 24 hours to prepare for this argument. For you to change it 3 minutes before when I had everything lined up about the field.
Stop.
Put me at an immediate disadvantage. So I am going to accept this outcome. However, right now at 4:47 p.m. on Evan and Tiki, I am quitting the Lou Gehrig debate series forever.
What?
Because if you can change the rules on the fly, ends in a tie forever, that's the last time you're getting me to debate him. Because what you did was Bush League, I quit.
Wow. Did he quit this job or just the debate series?
I quit the debate series.
Oh, okay. He quit the debate series.
I quit.
Wow.
Tommy, you were right all along. What a baby he
is. Oh, he'll take his ball and go home.
I mean,
give me a break. One final thing on this, too.
Yes.
For all the Giant fans out there that want to, you know, scoff at Mike McCarthy, oh, he didn't win these playoff games. Can I remind you how bad this franchise has been for over a decade? For us to sit in our ivory tower and act like this is the Giants of yesteryear, guess what? It's not.
They've been
as bad as the Jets forever. So if you want to just go through another carousel of a coach, have at it. I want a proven commodity with the roster that I believe is ready to win today when they get it. All right, I should say this. When they get everybody healthy, Neighbors back, Scat back, they are ready to win. And I want a CEO here. I want our Mike Vrabel. By the way, Mike McCarthy has a better resume than Mike Vrabel. You going to challenge that? Because you're going to be wrong on that. He has a better coaching resume than Mike Vrabel. And Harbaugh, while we're at it, Jim Harbaugh.
Mike McCarthy would spend every night at the Sizzler if Ryan Tannehill was his quarterback and not going to the AFC title
game. Fine.
Tommy,
who's going to be the coach?
Tommy.
What?
You sound like the Taco Bell Chihuahua right now. Can you just calm down
for
a second?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, I'm passionate about it because you're weaseling your way around.
Why are you so passionate about Mike McCarthy?
You are everything that's wrong with the Giant fan base right now. This Giant team has beaten us down as fans to the core that you've lowered your bar. You simply just want to win and make the plays, which I agree with. How about get a guy that doesn't have to be fired in 3 years because you've climbed the ladder and now he can't manage
the clock?
You
love Jackson Dart, right?
Yeah.
How many Super Bowls? How many Super Bowls did Andy Reid win without Patrick Mahomes? How many?
Great, he got there with Donovan McNabb.
Okay, how many did he win? When he found Mahomes, all of a sudden Andy Reid's the greatest coach of all time. When Belichick found Brady, all of a sudden he's the greatest head coach of all time. If we all believe in Jackson Dart, why can't Mike McCarthy, Jackson Dart be the missing pieces for each other?
Hold the record. Mike McCarthy coached one of maybe the top five quarterbacks of all time and could only win one Super Bowl.
Only one! Only one!
They did have a lot of years together.
The Giants can't even sniff the in the hunt graphic anymore. And you're going to say only one? If Jackson Dart only won one Super Bowl, we'd be thrilled.
Tommy, congrats. You won the last ever Lou Gehrig debate series. I'm done with it.
He also won the aftershock Lou Gehrig debate series. It's almost like there was one after and he won it again. I think the final score may be 11-10 in favor of Tommy after that assault.
Taking my ball and going home. I quit.
All right. Well, we have to fill the position because I think you're quitting everything, right?
Where's Al Cintron?
All the podcasts.
It sounds like you're quitting everything.
I just... he sucks. I can't argue with him anymore.
Jeez. I need to
take a deep breath. A little gummy when I get home. Let's relax.
I like it better when you're mad at him blaming me. I didn't do anything wrong. I played the clip. I spoke to Tiki about it, and we agreed. Okay, this is what we should do.
It did change.
Of course it did.
How would the field conversation have gone?
Because I would have laughed at him and went, does Mike Tomlin ever finish under 500? Evan told me he's the next coach of the New York Giants. He's in the field. Of course he has a better chance than Mike McCarthy making the playoffs. That was the crux of my last 2 hours of preparation. You can't rip everything up and then expect me to have a great argument. It was ridiculous.
You shouldn't have to prepare for a Lugas debate.
In fairness, Sean would have won that one.
Well, yeah, because I think...
Oh, because an email from some caller?
No, I think it's the spirit of the discussion. I stand on record that, yes, back in June I predicted long-term prediction, Steelers are going to fail, Tomlin and the Steelers are going to break up, Giants are going to suck, Tomlin's going to get the job. But even as someone who's predicting it, I understand it's not the likeliest outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, predicting Sean McVay after winning the Super Bowl is going to tell ownership I'd like to coach in New York
is not
the likeliest outcome. So when you guys yesterday argued about Antonio Pierce and Mike McCarthy, the spirit of what you guys were talking about was about McCarthy versus Pierce and not really legendary coaches who could become available.
You played the audio. the spirit of the argument was Pierce McCarthy, and then you heard me backtrack and go, you know, because I don't fully believe in Pierce, I have to think about it, and to which you guys offered me the field, to which the light bulb went off and went, Evan's guy is Tomlin. He's in the field. That's the crux of the argument. You're the one changing it and putting me where I automatically had an auto loss.
Sean is right. Sean is right.
He is right, but here's where he's still kind of wrong. Mm-hmm. In the history of the Lugash debate series, we've now had 20 of them. Most of them, if not all of them, obviously not today and not last week, they're spur of the moment.
No kidding. I was ready to go spur of the moment to bring up Tomlin yesterday.
No, so then blaming preparation seems ridiculous when we told you, okay, it's clearly about Mike McCarthy, Tiki's on the fence.
I don't think he's blaming preparation. I think he's blaming he wouldn't have fought this argument.
Yeah. And when I was ready to fight it for the field yesterday, and you're the one that moved to 4:30, I was ready to fight with Tomlin.
All right. Final call here. Tiki Barber gets the ultimate decision.
Mm-hmm.
And both of you shut your mics off. This is a private conversation between me, Tiki, and everyone listening. Should we strike that Lugash debate series from the record?
We probably should.
Wow. Okay.
It was unfair.
Take it away.
All right.
It's 10-9, Tommy.
Thank you. I resign my resignation from future Lugash debate series.
Okay.
And people know I'm the people's champ in this and I'm being wrong.
We go back to the standings as they were. Tommy is losing 10-9 to Sean, and the arrow stays with Tommy.
Thank you.
Boy, Tommy really represented Mike McCarthy. Bad clock management there.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.